Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships. Helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about 3 easy ways to provide emotional support. When emotional support is provided between partners, marriage or a relationship can be sustained. The emotional support that one partner provides for the other is vital to their happiness and well-being. When emotional needs are met, it's easier to live with someone else day in and day out. In order to provide emotional support, you must know what your partner wants from you as emotional support. Reassurance, understanding, listening without judgment. The type of emotional support they want may differ at different times. For example, when they feel down and need consolation, during periods of stress when they want someone who will listen without criticism or advice, during moments of anger when they need help controlling their feelings, or after an argument has been resolved where emotional closeness and understanding are desired. Why is emotional support good for a relationship? Emotional support is good for a relationship because it helps partners feel understood and validated. It also makes it easier for them to communicate with each other and can help reduce conflict. Emotional support strengthens the emotional bond between partners, making the relationship more resilient to stress and adversity. Finally, emotional support can boost self-esteem and make both partners feel good about themselves. When to provide emotional support to your partner? There is no right time or a wrong time to provide emotional support to your partner. It's important that you are aware of their emotional needs and provide emotional support when they need it most. However, there are certain times when emotional support may be more important than others. For example, during stressful periods such as when one partner is going through a difficult time at work or struggling with a personal problem. 3 steps to giving emotional support. The first step is to walk to a private area. It's critical to ensure that the person you're supporting feels a sense of privacy. If one is available, an empty room is the greatest choice. However, if there are no rooms accessible, an unoccupied nook will suffice. Make careful not to speak too loudly, especially if others may pass by and hear you. Reduce as many distractions as possible. Select a location where you won't be distracted by television, radio, or other electrical gadgets. Also, avoid performing other activities like texting or looking through your wallet while the person is speaking. An alternative to sitting in a private location is a walk-in chat. Instead of sitting in one place, you and the other individual may go for a leisurely walk while discussing your issues. This frequently enables them to feel more at ease talking about their difficulties. Over the phone, you can also engage in active listening. However, it is critical that you have the discussion while there are fewer distractions. The second step is to ask questions. You may inquire as to what occurred or how they're feeling. The goal here is to let them know that you're there to listen. It's critical for the person to feel that you care about what they have to say and that you genuinely want to help them. Use open-ended questions to lead the discussion and pique interest. Open-ended inquiries will give you a sense of what the individual is thinking. You should ask your questions in such a way that they elicit debate rather than one-word replies. What happened? What will you do next? How did that make you feel? Are a few examples of open-ended questions. The final step is to restate and acknowledge what they are saying. It is important to exhibit empathy in order to help someone feel supported. It's critical that you fully comprehend what the individual is attempting to say in order to show more compassion. Acknowledging and reflecting back to them what they are saying is a fantastic method to ensure that you understand. They'll also feel much more understood and accepted. Don't just repeat back to them what they say in a robotic tone. To be more conversational, use paraphrasing. Just make sure you're restating what the individual is saying using their words. You might say things like, "It appears that you are implying," "It sounds like you're saying," or other similar comments. This shows the individual that you are paying attention to what they have to say. Don't interrupt another person while they're speaking. Instead, show empathy by giving them the chance to convey their thoughts and feelings without interruption. When there is a natural pause in the discussion or if it's evident that they want feedback, only respond back to what they are saying. This is not the time to pass a verdict or critique. Listening and offering empathy does not necessarily indicate that you agree with what the speaker is saying. Rather, it demonstrates that you care about them and what they are going through. Avoid making statements such as, "I told you so," "It's really not that big of a deal," "It can't be that terrible," or other critical or minimizing comments. Your duty at this moment is simply to demonstrate support and compassion. Providing the right emotional support. The emotional support that you provide should be tailored to what your partner needs at the moment. It is important to be responsive to their emotional state, rather than providing generic emotional support that may not be helpful. If you can't understand how they feel, ask them to explain it to you. Try to avoid judgment, criticism, or giving advice, just listen and provide empathy. Let them know that you care about them and are there for them. Sometimes, just knowing that someone is listening and cares can be very helpful. It is also important to have your own emotional support system in place so that you don't become overwhelmed or stressed from providing emotional support all the time. This could be friends, family, or a support group for people who provide emotional support. When you take time for yourself, it will make you a more effective emotional supporter for your partner. The wrong way of providing emotional support. There are also a few things you should avoid when providing emotional support. Firstly, don't ignore your partner or push them away when they need emotional support. Secondly, avoid giving generic emotional support that may not be helpful. Thirdly, avoid judgment, criticism, and giving advice. Just listen and provide empathy instead. Finally, don't take on too much emotional support yourself. Make sure you have your own emotional support system in place. This will help you be more effective when providing emotional support to your partner. The right way of providing emotional support. Providing emotional support can be challenging, but it is very important for the health of your relationship. With understanding and effort, you can provide the emotional support that your partner needs. It can be difficult to know how to provide emotional support for someone else, but there are a few things you can do to make sure they feel supported. Firstly, be present. Make sure you're available to talk when the other person wants to, and don't push them away or ignore them. Secondly, be understanding. Don't try to fix the problem or tell them what to do. Just listen and let them talk. Finally, be positive. Try to find the good in each situation and offer encouragement when things get tough. Emotional support for your partner. Emotional support is needed in all relationships, and it can be difficult to know how to provide emotional support for someone else. However, there are a few things you can do that will make sure your partner feels supported. Firstly, be present when the other person wants emotional support from you without pushing them away or ignoring them. Secondly, try not to fix their problems or tell them what they should do. Just listen and let them talk about how they feel. Finally, offer encouragement when times get tough with positive thoughts. Don't judge or criticize, but rather empathize by listening carefully. To avoid taking on too much emotional stress yourself as well as becoming overwhelmed by providing emotional support constantly, have an emotional outlet of friends, family, or a group who provides emotional help so you can regularly rejuvenate. Emotional support is essential to keeping a relationship healthy, so make sure you and your partner are on the same page about what emotional support means to each of you. Our conclusion. These are just a few tips on how to provide emotional support. Ultimately, it's about being there for the other person and letting them know that you care. Thank you for your time, and we hope this has been informative. Emotional support is a vital part of any relationship, so make sure you and your partner are on the same page about what emotional support means to each of you.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.